Well, we're back again. Scott with Elizabeth and Eddie. Thanks again, guys. It's been a great show, and it's going to finish strong. I want to finish strong.
Let's do it.
You guys want to finish strong? I don't want to finish, but I want to finish strong. You know, so. How we can do that, that's another question we'll have to do. Okay, recovery and peer support, how can it work together? One of the things before we broke, I wanted to ask how our lady friend Elizabeth here could help us with mentor-mentee to not only appease, but to give a sense of love and care to the inmate while we're talking to him or her on the inside, that they would be secure from the moment they get outside. You got any ideas for a starter plan on something like that? Pretty big.
Oh, you're doing everything you need to do, and you're doing it all right. And it just has to be that continuum. And we don't want anyone to go back and make a mistake, and they don't want it either. And so it is that continuum that's needed, and that's where mentoring comes in. So from the time that someone leaves your beautiful care, that wonderful recovery that you offer them, you know, to have that person to go with them to a meeting to, you know, get their basic needs in order, get that housing, be stable, you know, have time to heal and recover in the outside world and integrate, and with a friend, not with someone that you feel like you've got to jump through the hoops with, which sometimes, you know, people have had a bad impression. I actually know that, you know, in our social services, we've got the best of the best. There are thousands and thousands of social service supports and resources, but it's to navigate that. And it's really not the person who is just trying to gain back, you know, their humanity or whatever is needed when they first step out of a prison. To have to navigate or jump through hoops, you know, let's get everybody, get their mentor and have that person there who's going to be beside them, to not hold their hand, but to help, you know, guide them toward their own goals. They know exactly what they want as soon as they leave, and I know it's not to go back.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. None of them want to go back. None of them want to be there in the first place. None of them wanted to be an addict. Nobody wanted to be an alcoholic. Nobody wanted to be in a place where they were so vulnerable.
Yeah, and a lot of the time it's, you know, we can say it's not their fault. It's the system's fault. We've had very poor planning as far as how we set up, you know, our social services, not having enough support for people. And, you know, maybe that's how come people fall through the cracks. And gosh, we don't want that. We don't want that for our youth. We want all the prevention to be in the education system for them to learn how to you know, make good choices. But, you know, make sure that everyone has that wise friend and coach beside them, you know, to guide them when other things can fall apart, you know, inside.
Here's an idea. One of the things we try to teach in the jail system, with five pieces of paper, you know, with writing on them, obviously, we can run a meeting that we do. And those two books I showed you a little earlier, Life Recovery and the Life Recovery Scriptural Bible and Devotional. Yeah. We can do a meeting, okay? Anyone in an hour can learn how to call a friend and have a meeting. Now, my point being here, we tell this to every inmate we talk to pretty well, and every inmate does have what it takes to do that, but without a little assistance, a little mentoring at the door and so on, that won't happen. And Eddie and myself and 20 others can only spread ourselves so thin as facilitators of these meetings to make that happen. I have several ladies from an institution not far from here who are out now, and they're calling me, and I'm doing my best to, you know, go for coffee, do this, do that, but I can't be that for everybody, you know what I mean? It just doesn't work. So we need organizations, but we need help, and we need all kinds of different help, including funding, to give incentive to the person on the inside to take the concept outside, get it going. Yeah, we can high spot, we can manage, we can oversee, But we can't, I can't, Eddie can't, and the other 18 or 20 of us can't either to do it by ourselves. We need a lot of help. But that establishment of those meetings would be the interim piece that's missing from our recovery perspective. So, what do you think?
I think it's great. You know, I almost jumped in there and said, what if they don't even have a phone to call you? And that's where, you know, a mentor can help. It's really connecting the dots to make sure that what's needed is in place. Because I think I've certainly been a part of 12 steps myself. And I think that there are great mentors in those rooms. And yes, just to be able to connect with someone like that, connections make all the difference, don't they? Yeah. It's the connections and the support that people have that will make the difference in life. You know, whether we turn toward making a decision that, brings us to incarceration or not, you know, it really is that as the more of you, and if you said 18 to 20, and I know that there's 50,000 incarcerated in Canada, I do not like those that ratio. We need mentors. Yeah. We need more Scots and Eds. We really need more people sharing the burden.
Yeah, we need forces. Access. We need access, and we need, you know, that horrible thing, money. mainly,
that's okay. I have a, it's a business case. It's a good business case we've got, Scott. I know that.
I mean, you get a person out there; they're motivated. If they're, you know, say they're like me, and, you know, and like Eddie says, go to all these meetings every week. Well, my highlight of every day is either what we're doing right here on the radio or what we do in the jails. It really is. And in the meeting where we get together every Wednesday evening in Scarborough, mostly people who go into the institutions and facilitate meetings sit together and you know, and talk turkey, you know, talk about what we're doing in there, how it's working and that kind of thing. But to get those people on the inside to feel a really part of that, that's going to continue on the outside with help from a mentor, mentee, and this kind of thinking, we can do it. You know, we can make it happen, and it needs to. But we've got to provide some incentive for the person on the inside to go out, and we've got to support them, whether that means some financial support, whatever it means, we need to, and we need to get that motivation inside of them. So they come out with the goal of purpose. You know, they have purpose now, but they have to express that purpose, and they can express it in their carrying on what they learned, even in sharing the burden meetings, to get them going on the outside. You know, I mean, it's an addition to their life that doesn't have to drop off at the darn fall through the biggest crack people of incarceration will experience. That's when they leave the door. So,
everybody, every human being needs reminders about, you know, the right thing to do to get to our goals. I mean, gosh, I mean, we all need reminders. And if we're each other's accountability buddy in life, you know, and we're connecting at those deep levels, my gosh, we can make amazing dreams happen here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, it really is that, keep those connections and keep that recovery going. And those reminders are going to be, you know, with somebody who is not only your trusted friend, but your coach, right?
Amen. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Eddie, really, I'm going to kind of let you run the program out here for the next couple of minutes, but tell us about sponsorship. And I only say that in that I know you have a wonderful fellow. I love the guy. Aside from that, and we don't have to name him or anything like that, but it's integral to the workings of this kind of a system. And mentor-mentee is providing a sponsorship of sorts that I think may be a big answer. And because this lady understands the philosophy behind the 12 steps, we have an even, you know, a bigger possibility. What does sponsorship mean to you?
At first, when I first got sponsorship, I thought it was going to be like a business transaction. You walk me through the steps and then we say goodbye and that's it, and I don't need sponsorship anymore. I know I had to wait a very long time for someone to walk me through the books, 12 years. I had other sponsors that just talked to me, and then I used to have resentments against them saying, why are other people being walked through the steps and I'm just getting conversations? And then I finally realized maybe they don't know how to walk a person through the steps. Mm. But sponsorship is one of the biggest things in my life. I firmly believe I have the best sponsor, but if you talk to any other person in recovery programs, they believe theirs is the best. But it just means everything. My sponsor keeps me on track, and when I drift away, out of the blue, the phone will ring, and it'll say, what are you doing? And then we reconnect, and schedules and things that I'm doing now are a little bit harder, but I firmly believe, and one thing is, like, you've been a sponsor to me. I firmly believe that, like, you, and I will say his first name, Gary, are like brothers, and like, it's nothing professional anymore. It's become a way of life. It's become a way of thinking. It has become a way of support. It's become a way of respect and caringness and love and appreciation. And it's just been, I can't even fathom that, how long my sponsor has stuck with me through all the things that I've done and been through, and I just can't fathom it. Like, it's it's just become that ingrained in my system, in who I am as a being, and I really hope that I can have the same sponsor for however long he wants to be my sponsor, and I think it's going to be a pretty long time, and he's not here today, but I'm pretty sure he would say the same thing.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he'd be very pleased with your thinking of that relationship too. And you guys are close, and it's obvious. And you know, folks out there, you think it's corny, they love each other, and it's beautiful. And that's what you got to bring to the table. I mean, these guys live lived experience together, and they grow and they express together, and it's what it's all about. And that's why sponsorship and mentor mentee, I love those words. And I always wanted somebody to tell me, what do you think it is? And to come from, quote unquote, the horse's mouth here, the leader, the founder of Mentor Mentee, I think we're on the right path. Any final words, my friend Elizabeth, before we close out the show here?
I love that cycle of healing from, you know, within the peer support community, within the homeless community, within the people who have had the hardest time in life, to cycle out of that, each of us pulling each other over the burdens, you know, the challenges. And I think that also is the most rewarding work there can be too. And we're each going to benefit from it so much as we continue it, you know, sponsor to sponsee, mentor to mentee. And we continue to learn the best ourselves in that way, don't we?
Yeah. And I can see some great teams there. You know, I don't see much in the future, but I see some great teams of a lot of different colored uniforms, including red and green and orange, depending on the types of institutions that these people are in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, multicolored in so many different ways, you know, so many different rings, all kind of working concentrically, making things a harmonious way of working. And that's another thing within the 12 steps, you know, working harmoniously, or what's that fourth one? I'm trying to remember the name of that.
Nice.
But it has to do with something leads to harmony. Anyway, beautiful saying, and I will remember it when I have to.
Next segment.
Next segment, folks. Don't forget.
Stay tuned.
Next Tuesday, and come to the Hummingbird Hub to say hello to us guys and
we'll
say
remember
hello to
by
Jay. Thank you both very, very much for being here. It's an honor to listen to the founder of Mentor Mentee. It's an honor to talk to my friend Eddie. He hasn't been on for a while. It's an honor to be part of the production of Mr. Jay Rumble behind the wires and the mic over there.
Thank you very
Jay,
much.
If you want to throw in a quick plug for your purpose in life, aside from, you know, being serious, you want to have fun, your block party, please do that and close us out.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, my purpose in life, that's going to take a while, but you can tune in for the Block Party every Saturday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time right here on Whistle FM. Some great dance music, some live DJs, and yes, tune in for my show every Saturday here on Whistle FM, and that's it for Sharing the Burden today.
Thanks all for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM here in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you will share it online. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.